Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day today. Hope you're having a good day in the Lord today. As you listen to this podcast right now, we're celebrating Easter this weekend, and knowing that today is the Saturday that I'm recording this on, tomorrow's Easter Sunday, the tomb is empty. Hallelujah! That's what we're going to talk about today. Today, I want to give you this story about the thief on the cross today, and I want to talk to you about that story today. And then we know on tomorrow will be Easter Sunday, where Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to stir our hearts right now. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, that you just be with them right now for your glory. Pray, Lord, that you just be with them, Lord. Stir their heart for today's podcast, Lord. Let this podcast touch them for your glory, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you blessed us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you about what the second saying of the seven sayings of Christ when he was on the cross. And the number two saying was this in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Okay? And Jesus said to him, "Verily I say unto you, to thee, today that shall be with me in paradise." As we look at that saying right there, Jesus said that while he was on the cross, but he was talking to the thief. The thief that was beside of him looked at him and said, and here's what he said. He asked him this one question. He said, "Will you remember me in your kingdom?" And Jesus looked down with all love and compassion. And you got to remember now, Jesus is going through his agonizing death. So he's sweating blood and he can probably barely breathe at this time because he was beaten and everything. And he said, "Verily I say unto thee, today that shall be with me in paradise." Oh, how comforting that is to know that God said, "You are going to be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. Boy, if you see that right there, that is a promise from him. He received salvation on that cross. Okay? I want you to understand that. It's called deathbed repentance. He received salvation right there at that cross. When he said, "Will you remember me in your kingdom?" And he said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Oh, that's so comforting to know. And if you look at that right there, okay, if you look at that right there, that thief actually said to the other thief that was hanging on the cross, there was two thieves and Jesus, two thieves on each side, and Jesus was in the middle of a Calvary, okay? That thief was telling that other thief, "This guy's done nothing wrong. I deserve my punishment. I've done wrong. I deserve this death. He's done nothing wrong." And he realized that he needed Jesus to save him. He knew who Jesus was, and he got to see Jesus face to face. He got to see Jesus take his life and lay it down for me and you. Hallelujah. When Jesus was going to Golgotha, which is the place of the skull, which is Calvary, when he was going there, he had you and me on his mind. He was thinking of us. That's why he was going for us. Was his mission in life was to die on the cross for our sins. And just like that thief on the cross, he knew he needed a Savior. He knew he did it wrong. And he had an opportunity to accept Jesus as a Savior, and he did it. And he did it. He knew he messed up. He knew he did wrong. He deserved that death. He said, "Jesus don't deserve us. He's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong." And that's right. He laid his life down voluntarily for me and you. Hallelujah. And just like that thief right there, he knew who Jesus was, okay? Because let me ask you something. Let me point this out to you. He knew who Jesus was. Probably he's probably heard of all the miracles he's done and everything like that. But if you look at it, he actually said one more thing that in Revelations, it says in the book of Revelations, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that I am the Lord thy God. Okay? But now I was in the book of Revelation, but this thief asked him, says, "Will you remember me in your kingdom?" So he knew when he died, he had to go to God and bow down to him and to say that he is God. We all have to do that. That thief understood that. And that's why he said, "Will you remember me in your kingdom?" And Jesus gave him that. That is great. The greatest example of love right here. This greatest example, this promise right here that Jesus said, "You will be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. Ain't that comforting to know? If you look at that right there, let me just point out another way too. Jesus was approachable. Okay, I want you to understand that too. Just right there on his dying day, at his last dying, take his last breath and sweating and blood, he was still approachable. Because if you look in the Word, he was approachable. Okay, every time somebody came up to him, he always had a word for him, a word of encouragement, or who even did this, like with the girl that need the issue of blood. He turned around and looked at her and says, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole." So every time Jesus was approaching the Bible, he was very approachable. Yes, he was. He was very approachable. And every time he was approached, he always was there for you. Okay. Just like he is here with us right now. He's always there for us. Hallelujah. But if you look at it, Jesus is very approachable. And I thought that was pretty cool about his Christian characters, how approachable he was and everything, because that showed the love of God in his life. That showed who he truly was. Hallelujah. As a Christian. Hallelujah. But if you look right here, and at his last dying day, last breath he's taken, he still showed love and compassion. Every time somebody approached him, he showed love and compassion. Even by somebody even asked him in the book of Mark, in the first five chapters, they said, "Jesus, who is thy brother? Who's thy mother? Who's thy brother? Who's thy sister? Who's thy father?" He said, "Anyone that does the will of my father is the same as my mother, my father, my brother, my sister." As you can see it there, he said, "Anyone that does the will of my father, does the will of God in our lives, we are his." Hallelujah. We are his children. Hallelujah. So as you look right there, that's so comforting to know that Jesus, how he was, you know what I'm saying? That was so cool, ain't it? How he was approachable and how he would answer questions and how he was always right there for them. And so this thief got to see Jesus lay his life down for the sinners, for somebody like him. And he accepted Jesus as his Savior. Jesus saved his soul right then and there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to think about something. By Jesus dying on the cross, I want you to think about this. By Jesus dying on the cross, what did it accomplish? As you thought about that question, let me tell you what his death accomplished. Oh, hallelujah. As you look at what his death has done, hallelujah. It's given us victory. He has victory of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. By him dying on the cross for our sins, we can live in victory thanks to him. Hallelujah. We can live with him in the glory. Hallelujah. All we have to do is accept him as our Savior. Oh, shita bashata. Boy, it gives a little streak of glory run down you down for a little bit, don't it? Give you a little streak of glory. Hallelujah. But if you look right here, his death has accomplished in our lives that we have victory in him. We have victory in Jesus. He is my Savior. Hallelujah. I don't know much. I'm not a good singer, so just forgive me on that one. But I just want to let you know you got victory in God today. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that we don't have to die and go to hell today, that we can live in the glory forever. Hallelujah. Ain't that comforting to know? Ain't that comforting to know? Also, by his death, we are ushered into the arms of God when we pass away. That's very comforting to know, ain't it? When we pass away from this life to the next, we are ushered in into the arms of God. Hallelujah. So if you look right there, what does his death mean? It give us victory. Hallelujah. He has died for us. Our sins are washed by our blood, by his blood, and we are forgiven people. Yes, we are. We are forgiving. Hallelujah. Now, that's comforting to know too, ain't it? Yeah. It's very comforting to know that we too are forgiven of our sins. Just like that thief on the cross, we too, we need a Savior. We need Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior so that we can live on this earth for him, but live with him in the glory forever. And one day we get to see those nail-scarred hands. Hallelujah. And remember, Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So application of this lesson right here today, of this podcast, the application is this right here. Just like that thief, we need Jesus to forgive us of our sins. We need to repent of our sins and ask Jesus to repent of our sins, forgive us of our sins, and come into our heart to be our Lord and personal Savior. That's the application. Just be like that thief. We know we need Jesus in our lives. Hallelujah. He knew he needed Jesus, and he accepted him right then and there. And we too, we need Jesus in our life every day, that we can live for him in the glory. We can live for him in victory. Hallelujah. Boy, that gives you joy, don't it? That gives you peace, don't it? Boy, that gives you shouting ground, don't it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. So I want you to enjoy this time with your family. I know tomorrow being Easter Sunday morning, just thank God for he's risen from the dead. He is risen. Hallelujah. And just thank him for just being your Lord and personal Savior. We praise him right now. Hallelujah. We glorify him. Magnify his name. Glory to God. Little Holy Ghost right there. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. All I can say is he is risen from the grave. The tomb is empty. The stone's been rolled back and the tomb is empty. And Jesus is alive forevermore in the glory at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Whatever needs you have right now, give it to God and allow him to touch your needs for his glory. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you touch their need for your glory. Pray, Lord, that you just be with them right now, Father God. Be with them. Touch them right now, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct them, Father God. Bless them, Lord, right now. We thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins, and now he is risen on the third day. He is arisen, alive forevermore on the right hand of the Father. Oh, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and personal Savior. We thank you for that promise you've given us, Lord. That gift you have given us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I want to say the sinner's prayer. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, just say this prayer after me. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. I am so sorry, God. I've sinned against you. I am so sorry I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart to be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on a cross for my sins. Your blood has washed away all of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and living in my heart and be my Lord and personal Savior. From this day forward, I'll confess you and tell people about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer right there, now you are a child of God. Now you have got the greatest gift of all. Jesus is your Lord and personal Savior. If you have said that prayer right there, I'd love for you to leave a comment over how you listen to our podcast. Love to rejoice with you in the Lord and just allow God to touch you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you have said that prayer, leave a comment. Love to rejoice with you and everything like that. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. I hope you enjoyed it and everything. If you're listening to a podcast, you can listen to it. Go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. You can go on our Facebook page and watch some of our past teaching, preaching videos, podcast episodes, devotional writings, and everything like that. And you'll see several different things that you can see and everything. And also, if you're listening to podcasts, you're listening by Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Google. We're on 10 major outlets and brands and everything. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. I really appreciate it. And I hope it's been a blessing to you today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. And what I want to say is happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. Jesus is alive and he's at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Have a blessed day.